You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's hospitals have been crammed with coronavirus patients and Hurricane Ida-related emergency visits, but they are starting to see a bit of much-needed relief from the latest surge of COVID-19. According to the Louisiana Department of Health, hospitalizations from the coronavirus illness have been consistently falling over the last 3 weeks after breaking records and reaching 3,022 patients with COVID-19 on August 18th. On Wednesday, LDH reported that number had fallen to 1,895 hospitalized COVID-19 patients. It's the first time the number had dropped below 2,000 since the end of July. However, public health officials caution testing for COVID-19 has reduced due to the after effects of Hurricane Ida. Health experts say testing numbers have dropped by as much as 50% daily statewide, and there are concerns of more COVID infections after the Labor Day holiday and the start of a new school year. Texas lawmakers will consider whether state or local governments can mandate COVID-19 vaccines during the third special legislative session beginning later this month. Governor Greg Abbott's decision to include the issue on the agenda is consistent with his orders restricting pandemic safety measures, such as mask mandates in school.
Every parent has the right to decide whether or not their child will or will not wear a mask, and a parent knows far better than an educator or some other government bureaucrat whether or not a mask is right for a child.
Abbott made those comments at a news conference Tuesday before calling the special session. LSU students returning to campus for the fall semester have just a couple more days to comply with the school's pandemic protocol or risk getting disenrolled. According to a report in The Advocate, a text message sent to students who had yet to comply from the university said the deadline is Friday. The text message reads, "If you do not comply, you will be unenrolled from the university." The message gave students the following five options to meet LSU requirements. They are show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or show proof of negative COVID-19 test from within the past 5 days or show proof of positive COVID-19 test from within the past 90 days or formally opt out and get tested on a regular basis. Students can also choose to plan to not comply. Last month, Louisiana's flagship university became the first Southeastern Conference school to require those same rules for anyone over the age of 12 who wants to attend events at the Tiger Stadium. And Caddo Parish in Northwest Louisiana hosted a vaccination clinic yesterday. Vaccinations were made available to any public servant in local, state, and federal governments and agencies in Caddo Parish. The clinic took place at Government Plaza in downtown Shreveport, and vaccinations were administered by medical staff from Ochsner LSU Health Shreveport. David Solomon is with Ochsner's Business Development Office.
The hospital believes that the more of us that are vaccinated, we can get through this together. And when employers reach out to us, we still want to make this voluntary, and we're glad to assist and provide that service.
Wednesday's clinic was part of a larger public initiative of the Parish of Caddo and the Caddo Commission to encourage COVID-19 vaccination across Caddo Parish. This is Red River Radio.